So committee ground rules, again, these are fairly standard ground rules. Some of them, you know, I think they're pretty standard ground rules. So I'll throw it out there for discussion. We need to take any out. We were something rubbing somebody the wrong way. Happy to make some edits, but I think it's important to kind of establish the ground rules and how we're going to be working together. And some of the topics that we're going to get into might be helpful to have some ground rules. So
some of them are rather like apple pie and mother, aren't they?
Absolutely. Really? Yep. But that's all right.
Can you clarify what you mean by transparency or what you have in mind?
Yeah, I think we're trying to be transparent in our discussions about, you know, what we're representing and who we're, what perspective we bring to the table. No hidden agendas, that kind of stuff. Does that make sense?
And transparent to the public.
Yeah, yeah, that's it. That's true.
Yeah.
So are we asking for some... just something, verbiage to be added to the word transparency to be specific, like transparency amongst members and transparency with the public, or does the word transparency, is that sufficient for us to move forward?
You tell me. I know what it meant in my head, but if it doesn't make sense to people when they read it, we probably ought to add
something. Seems to be rules among ourselves that we're dealing with. This committee ground rules.
Yep.
Seems like it's the individual.
So...
I think the bigger overriding transparency, we discussed it last meeting, is that this business is public business and it doesn't get done outside this meeting. I think that's important. I mean, we can share information to prepare for a meeting. I mean, City Council receives a packet of information before every council meeting. That's what the police department does when it's not tracking down speeders. They deliver packets of information to councillors before the meeting. But the city council shouldn't then be getting on the phone and discussing amongst themselves that business before the city council meeting. So we can receive agendas and minutes and documents and backup material by email or between the meetings or by any other way. They could tie them to carrier pigeons if they've not been sent them to us. But we don't do the business of the meeting until we get to the meeting is the real thing, the key to transparency. That the business of the meeting has to be done here. Yeah. I think, yeah.
But that was a little, that's different from what you said, right?
A little bit more.
Yeah, I think I was thinking more of what.
But also important.
Yeah.
Yep. Could add a bullet. Maybe that goes into the meetings somewhere. See if I can, does anybody, I mean, should I reflect that somewhere?
I think it's a good thing to remember. Yeah,
but it's sort of transparency everywhere, you mean?
Yeah, just, yeah. This is where the business happens, not anywhere else.
Yep. Well, let me stew on the idea of transparency a little bit, maybe even... hash it over Julie a little bit and see if we can come up with it.
I think transparency is slightly different than what David was saying. He was going one step further, and it may be another bullet point.
That's what I'm thinking.
Business, committee business will be conducted in front of the rest of the committee, you know, not in private.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And a duly called meeting as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Good.
Good.
All right. So moving on to public participation. So this one, I've tried to reflect the idea that you know, we may want to build into the agenda some time at the beginning or the end of a meeting just to have a public comment period, but that at the same time, there's a lot of you know, it doesn't have to be so formal all the time that you can't allow and invite public participation in certain topics. So hopefully this more or less reflects that, but I'd love to get some feedback on that. So I think the idea was perhaps setting aside some time in case there's some more formal public comment period. But to me, you know, this is a working committee. and having that opportunity to have some interaction during a discussion, like if we're going to be talking about rolling out a map today and, you know, marking up the map, it might be nice to just have people come up and start to have a little bit of input into the discussion, but also make it at the discretion of, you know, the chair. So there's a little bit of control there.
Well, you know, why me again? I was pretty serious when I said that the committee is responsible for the work that we're doing here. And it has to be responsible. The only way for us to be responsible for it is for us to do it. I think a public comment time is a great thing. But not public participation in the business of the meeting. Otherwise, I mean, if people can go to City Council and ask to be put on the committee, right? There's nothing against that. But if we're going to have to be responsible for what the product of this committee is, then it ought to be, I don't know. Am I out of line when I'm saying that? Am I even a bit too hard or weird?
I think there might be certain points that need to be made by some of the citizens that aren't part of the committee. You know, they're going to be very important, and it's up to the chairperson.
Let me make an observation about the way the City Council works, is we have formal meetings where we can invite somebody to the podium to make a statement or provide a little extra information. And that's sort of what this is allowing. But we also have workshop meetings where anybody who's interested in a particular subject who has something to add is invited to the table. We could carry that over here. To some extent, I think what we're doing here and almost everything we're doing is a workshop. So it's people are invited to the table. But we could separate it into having two kinds of meetings, that a workshop meeting is one where we sit down with anybody who can add something that the committee itself may not know or may not want. In addition to having a public comment period, is basically not having a public hearing, but a workshop meeting. And I think that's an appropriate thing to have. How do you determine whether it's a workshop meeting beforehand? I don't know. Maybe we set up that we have an announcement that there will be a workshop during a meeting.
But it has to be controlled.
Oh, yeah.
Well, didn't we last time talk about at the opening of our meetings have a public comment section? And maybe I thought that's what the 3-minute limitation
yes.
would be involved in.
That is.
So, yeah. In other words, you know, for every meeting we can say there's yeah. a member of the public, you can now have an opportunity to speak. We're not inviting them to join into our discussion, but if they have some comment that they want to make at the beginning, you know, we're here to listen. And I think that's a good idea, because then it does show that we're trying to be inclusive to some degree. And if we have some special situation where there's an individual who has particular knowledge we want to hear, we can specify that. And it may be, you know, more than 3 minutes. It might be, you know, an open-ended thing, because we want to learn something from that individual.
Well, that's what a workshop is, basically.
Right.
Is say we're having a meeting and about something in the harbor in the Coast Guard. We have a series of questions that we want to ask somebody from the Coast Guard. We don't say to them, you're only here for 3 minutes.
Be foolish, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, so how do we structure it so that, I think, to some extent, the way it's phrased right here, that just says, it says public, but it maybe we want more than public, maybe experts or some other way of putting it.
You could say something like, the committee reserves the right to invite specific speakers on topics to come and explain things and discuss things, et cetera, with us. For our own information.
Yes, because it's still our meeting.
I mean, we reserve the right to invite people to come and give us the benefit of their knowledge.
Let me provide an example, and maybe it'll help folks think through how you'd want to handle it. Say, for example, you're talking about marinas, and most marinas in the city are owned by people who aren't Rockland residents, so they wouldn't be at this table. But you'd like to have not them stand up individually and offer comments, but you might want to have an interactive discussion with them on what sorts of things they're thinking about or would want you to think about, and that interaction is helpful for you. The thing in Noel's draft that might be interesting is if you leave some discretion with the chair, if instances like that come up, you can invite folks forward to join. But you've also got control if you've got a room full of 50 people and there's no way to have that interactive conversation in a constructive way. You've got the option to leave it with the formal comment. So not advocating one way or the other, but sometimes if there's a specific example, it's easier to think through, do I want to be on one end of the spectrum or the other or somewhere in the middle?
Case by case.
Yeah, that last sentence is basically like an outlet valve for the committee to make a decision about, you know, how you want to handle other participation during your discussions. And it's, you know, it's discretion of the chair with input from the committee.
Yeah.
Oh,
good.
Do we need to add something about the workshops? I like the idea of having that potential format for meetings. Do we need to actually have a bullet point for that, or not necessarily?
So, I mean, we certainly could. I guess the way I sort of think about agenda development is that there might be an agenda or a whole meeting where the whole meeting is a workshop, or a portion of the meeting is a workshop and a portion is something more. So we may want to have a little flexibility in terms of how we do that, so we don't have one meeting as a workshop meeting, one meeting as a...
And that could certainly be part of that last paragraph, or part of that, that says that meetings may, you know, however you want to phrase it, that they have different functions during the course of the meeting. They're all committee meetings, but they can be structured differently at different times as needed.
Or that we reserve, you know, we reserve the right to hold workshops, we reserve the right to invite specific people to talk to us.
Using a marine construction ordinance. We're not going to ask Gary Neville from PROC to just stand up there and give a 5-minute or 3-minute talk. We want to ask him about what other towns have. You know, we want to invite the city attorney at some point and say, this is something we're working on. How does this work? So it's not just simply, you know.
I think this would be a great tool for us, actually. Great.
Yeah. That's what we're trying to work
towards. But how we do without it, frankly.
Yeah, but I think Julie's point of if there are 50 people who are in favor of something or against something, say we start talking about a marina construction thing and there are 50 people who say, oh, but we can't allow Yachting Solutions to build their facility, right? We might want to hear from all of those 50 people, but we don't need all 50 of those people at the table.
Right. You might do a workshop for that.
Yeah.
Well, I'd like to be able to, in some instances, if there's, you know, there's somebody out right there that can answer a question or has something like Ron, you know, we might have a question about, and he's sitting there and we say, Ron, can you give us a...
Yeah. Especially we have the legislature, they call it a work session, where the public is there, they can listen, they can only speak if they ask.
Yeah. It would be nice just to be able to ask him to say a few.
I think that last sentence that he's got there gives us that authority.
That flexibility,
Yep.
And if folks want to say something specific about the idea of workshops, you could say maybe something like, in setting the agenda, the chair could reserve time for... public has the option to reserve time for public workshops or something. And then you acknowledge it there if you like. But I think you could do it regardless of whether it's written there.
Yeah, it would be nice and it would be decent and it might be helpful to have a fixed 20 minutes at the beginning of every get together where anybody in the audience has things to contribute or ask or just. We don't have to get into a debate with them at the podium. It's like city council doesn't get into debate, but it gives people a lot of speech, a chance to speak.
Yeah, I was going to, I'll be honest, when I put together this agenda with Julie and Noel's help, I was going to add a public comment period at the beginning, because that's what we have at city councils, and it's absolutely appropriate. I just forgot to put it on.
And you know what I love that you all are doing now is you're allowed to respond after the public comment.
If we're smart, we keep our mouths shut.
Yeah, well, maybe, but I do like that possibility exists, because I think sometimes it's very appropriate.
So I think you had a question.
Well, you know, I was thinking that basically what we're talking about now is really addressed in this first part of the public participation.
Yep. Right.
And we can just make that clear that that's going to be an ongoing process, that every meeting will open with that, just like the city council. The question I had, though, was with respect to the second and the last sentence, where it says, shall be at the discretion of the chair upon input from the committee members. I'm wondering if we want that to be upon input, or should we have a formal vote on that? So let's say we have somebody in the audience. Do we want to put that all on the committee chair to make the decision whether that person's going to be allowed to speak or not, or should we have a vote on it?
This is a little less.
What's that?
We could all scratch our left ear if we were in favor.
It's a little less formal than that, ideally. Mm-hmm. That if somebody has something to say and Callie says, don't you think we should hear from Ron? And everybody says, yeah, it makes sense that we should just... But yeah, and we're also going on the assumption that whoever the chair is going to be a reasonable person.
Well, we've got to change it back.
We have to take care of that.
We're
going
to have to change that. That's next.
Does that answer your question?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. Is everybody all right with that approach? Mm-hmm. All right. I don't want to rush things along too much, but my 30 minutes to go over the this part has now been a lot more than 30 minutes. So,
thank you.
If everybody's all set with this, I think I will take it back and make some edits, and we can recirculate, and hopefully at the next meeting we can do with it what you will. Does that work? Mm-hmm. Great.
Left ear? Is that wrong?
Yeah.
I might just put that into my notes.